We were holding by Baruch Shem Rav Techosin LeYisrael. So we say in the Haggadah, Baruch Shem Rav Techosin LeYisrael, Baruch Hu, Shekadosh Baruch Hu Chishev Et Hakeit Lasses Kama Shomer LaAvram Avinu BeBris Bein Avisarim Shenemar VeYomer LaAvram Yudei Teda Ki Geret Zerecha Baretz LaLehem VeAvodim Vinu VeSamar BeMei Yashono VeGam Asavoy Asher Yavod Edon Arechi Ach Reichein Yitzir Bechush Godol. So the basic question is, what's Baruch Shem Rav Techosin LeYisrael? What are we thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam for fulfilling his guarantee to Klal Yisrael? Why does he get a Shekoyach? Because the Baruch Hu gets a Shekoyach for being Mekayim that which he was Maftiach? What is this Mokum of the Shekoyach that we're giving to Ribbono Shel Olam? So the first thing that we have to realize is that when Kadosh Baruch Hu puts somebody in Golos, then or gives somebody an Oynish, it's for their benefit. It's not for the purpose. There's no such thing as jail in the Torah. There's no oynish in the Torah of going to jail. There's once it's mentioned that we put him into jail for a day or two just to see what's going to happen to the person that he hit, or we found by the Mekreshish because we didn't know what to do with him. But jail in and of itself is not an oynish. Golus is a type of jail. We're away from the place that we should be. We're not able to do what we want to do. And if Kadosh Baruch Hu was putting into such a massive, the massive in and of itself, jail for the sake of jail, of getting somebody off the street, that we don't find in the Torah. Either a person has to pay if he stole, or a person gets killed if he killed somebody. We don't find that he gets thrown into jail. Golus has a purpose for Klal Yisrael. What was the purpose of Golus? So there's three times that are mentioned in Chazal for why Klal Yisrael had to go into Golus. Either because Avraham Avinu said B'Amay Eida, or She'osa Angariya B'Talmidei Chachamim, when he went to fight the war against the Arba Malachim, he took Talmidei Chachamim, She'osa Angariya B'Talmidei Chachamim, Oy She'hifrish B'nei Odo Milikonis Mitaras Kanfi Yashchino. He prevented people, he told the Melech Sedoim, I think he says that he prevented people from being nichlas mitachas kanfei Hashchina. I think that's where it says it. So all these things, says the Maral, were to a certain extent a chesaron in emuna, chesaron in bitochen, b'mo'eda, kirishenu. How am I going to know? There's a certain etvos a chesaron in the seed of Klal Yisrael that Avraham Avinu is the av of the entire Uma. If there's going to be epis of chesaron at the beginning, then who knows what's going to be at the paris at the end. It's like a space shuttle. A space shuttle is not exactly straight at the beginning. It's off by a millimeter. Then by the time it hits the somewhere out of the atmosphere, it's going to be hundreds of thousands of miles away from where you want it to be. There's a tiny little bit at the beginning that's not straight. At the end, it's going to show itself as a big chesaron. Memela, there was etvas a chesaron here, but Ma'eda, he was scared to go to the Muhammad by himself, and Memela, he took Talmid Chacham away from learning. That was also a chesaron to be talking that he had in a Kadosh Baruch Hu to certain etvas. Memela, we had to rectify that chesaron and emuna, and that was rectified by Yetzias Mitzrayim, like the Ramban says, that the seed of our emuna comes from Yetzias Mitzrayim. That was what was rectified in Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the first thing. And the second thing that was the purpose of the Golus was, like the Mefarshim say, Shlo and others, that was to teach Klal Yisrael how to become Avadim, how they should be Meshubed in Gansin to someone else. The same way that an Eved is Meshubed, he has no day, he has no light, night, everything that he does is for the Adim. So to Klal Yisrael, we're supposed to understand that that's what it means to be Meshubed to Ribbono Shel Olam. Meshubed to Ribbono Shel Olam means that you bet them have no Egina retainers. Your retainers are the Renishim's retainers, which are the best retainers. Ain ben Chorin al Misha Isik Batera. But a person, Betem, his entire day is dictated by the Torah mitzvahs. He wakes up in the morning, he says, Moida Ani. He puts on his shoes, he puts his right shoe before his left shoe. He ties his left shoe before he ties his right shoe. He gets out of bed, he says, Ekev Kefufim. Goes to the bathroom, he says, Asher Yotzar. Then he davens, then he benches, then he makes brachas. Then his entire day is dictated by the Torah and by the mitzvahs. The Mela, that is what Avdus is. That Yisrael of Avdus is Be'etzim what we learned in Mitzrayim. The Mela, we're thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam for putting us in Mitzrayim, because there was something to be learned by Mitzrayim. There was something to be gained by the Golus. Golus is just not for is not for no purpose. Golus is for Klal Yisrael to grow, for Klal Yisrael to gain. And Memela, we're thanking the Rabbeinu Shalom for being Shemir Zavtacha. And it says that he was Chishev Esakeitz. Chishev Esakeitz, Kamo Shenemar, that he wanted the entire time, he was waiting to take out Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim. It's not that he wanted Klal Yisrael to be there. Shekadosh Baruch Hu Chishev Esakeitz, Lazus Kamo Shenemar, Avraham Avinu. So in Echanami, we had to go to Mitzrayim. But it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us in Mitzrayim, Batsim. We had what to gain from it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chishev HaSakeis, the entire time he was trying to figure out how can we get Klal Yisrael out earlier so that they shouldn't have to be there as long as possible. They should be able to gain what they need to gain in a less amount of time. The Haggadah continues, V'hi shom dala v'seinu v'lonu, sh'lei echad b'vad omar leinu l'chal v'seinu, sh'bechol dever d'orim d'orim leinu l'chal v'seinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzeinu v'yomim. What does it mean, v'hi shom dala v'seinu? All the Mefarshim, even Rishonim already deal with this. What does it mean, v'hi shom dala v'seinu v'lanu? What's the v'hi? So, the Pashup Shad is the Bris Ben Amsarim, that Kadosh Baruch Hu's Maftiach. That's what took us out, that's what saved us at our time of need. However, I think maybe you could say, almost al derech ha-pshat, karav l'pshat, as Rav Asher is wont to say, karav l'pshat, and it's a big yesod, I think, is that v'hi shom dala v'seinu, what has been aimed for us, what stands in and helps us throughout the Galus? It's Shaloi Echa Bavad Omar Lein Chalisin Kadosh Baruch Hu Matzlein Miyadim. That Mitzias itself. In other words, we know the Ramban says at the end of Bai that the purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim was to teach Klal Yisrael for once and for all that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Bari, he's the Mashgiach, he's the Manik, and he speaks to people v'nevuah. That was the purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim, of the Nisim Yitzias Mitzrayim. And we're supposed to tell it over from generation to generation. Now, certainly, somebody who experienced it and saw all those nisim, and saw Dam Tzvadei Akinim, and saw the Matayim Chamishim Nisim ala Yam, and saw Kriyas Yamsuf, and saw everything that transpired at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, L'chira, he's much better off than us who live in the 21st century, 2,000, 3,000 years later, and we didn't experience any of this. We didn't see it. We heard it. We heard it from our father, and he heard it from his father. But it's not, it can't be compared to somebody that actually experienced it. So why can't we have such nisim? If we would have nisim that rival the nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim, then our emunah would be concrete. Then our emunah would be crystal clear, like the emunah of our parents. What do we have that could rival that? I think it's this exact nekuda. He shom dala v'seinu v'lanu means that shelo yechal bavad omar aleinu l'chal v'seinu, in every door they want to get us, they want to kill us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu save us. Both the Yaivitz in his Akdama, famous Yaivitz in his Akdama, is the Sidra Tzvila, and the Chavis Lavoves also says almost exactly the same thing. He says the biggest nays that rivals, I think the Yavit says that it's bigger than Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Chavis Lavoves says that it rivals Yitzias Mitzrayim, but the Yavit, I think, he says that it's bigger than Yitzias Mitzrayim is the fact that Klal Yisrael was able to last and stay throughout the generations despite the Crusades and despite the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash and despite the Inquisition, despite the Tach V'Tat and the Holocaust and everything else that Klal Yisrael went through. The fact that they're still around, and everybody else has fallen by the wayside, and Klal Yisrael has not, that's the biggest raya of the nisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's something which rivals the nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So I think maybe that we could say is pshat in Hisham de la v'seinu v'lonu. What's left for us that didn't experience actually Yitzias Mitzrayim? It's shelo yechal bavad omar aleinu l'chal v'seinu, that nes that we have in every generation. Shabachold over there in the Lina Khalasin. As a matter of fact, Abu Drum writes that it's on purpose. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that we should see his Hashkacha Pratis, that he saves us in every generation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu purposely does that. So we should see this Emunah, we should see this, every generation has have the Yechilis to have a Sheikhis. It's an interesting thing, just remembering it now. It says by the Beis HaMikdash that they put in rows of stones and rows of wood in between the stones. Why did they do that? Shlomo HaMelech did that. That wood doesn't last for so long. Wood is going to have to get replaced. So every generation can have a Sheikh to the Beis HaMikdash. It's not just the original people that had the Sheikh to the Beis HaMikdash. Every generation should have a Sheikh to the Beis HaMikdash. The same thing now. Every generation should have a Sheikh to this Emunah, to the Nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us. And we're able to see it. And for those of us that were in Eretz Yisrael over the past 5 years or 10 years, whenever you were, I don't think there's been a year yet, basically, that's gone by that hasn't had hundreds and hundreds of rockets that have been fired from the Arabs. And Bli Ayin Hara, the amount of casualties, that's come out nothing. That most of them had landed in open spaces. There's no way to explain it. I remember about the Tomahawk cruise missile from the Gulf War that 30 years ago, that they were saying about it, that it was programmed, it was able to turn the corner and go down the street, make a left turn, and enter into a window. It was so perfectly able to be guided. It was the first really guided missile like that. And the 30 years later, and the Arabs still can't get it straight. They have thousands of missiles, and none of them... Oh, it's clearly the Ribbono Shel Olam that's Matzilinu Miyodam. It's clear, and a person's able to see that this nace, that there's no way to explain b'chlal, aside from the Ribbono Shel Olam being Matzilinu Miyodam, that's Omda La Veisenu V'lanu. The Haggadah continues, Tzei Olamad, Ma Bikish Lovan Arame, Lassis Le Yaakov Avinu, Shepar Le Gozal Ascharm, Lovan Bikish Lakar Sakol. He mentioned, Tzei Olamad, I'll prove to you that in every generation, they want to get rid of us. Shelovan, Bikish Lakar Sakol. What does that mean? Lovan is Bikish Lakar Sakol. Where do we see that in the Torah? Where do we see it? The Baal HaGadah is telling us that even though it's not Mefurish in the Torah, that was what the Metzias was. When he came chasing after Yaakov, he wanted to kill them all. He wanted to get rid of the entire Jewish nation. And that's exactly what the Baal HaGadah is trying to tell us. That it may look like they're friendly, they might even smile, but in every generation they want to get rid of us. We certainly have lived through a generation that they're not so quiet. The Palestinians, the Iranians in Iran, I remember not many years ago, he said straight out, he wants to push the entire Israel straight into the ocean. They say it without any compulsion. They say it, that we should hear it. They should know. They want to get rid of us. They say it straight out. Certainly, even if they don't say it, says the Baal HaGadah, that they want to get rid of us. Well, the reason why we mentioned Lavan, I saw, is because Lavan didn't even do anything wrong. Yaakov didn't do anything wrong to Lavan. As a matter of fact, the Yivarach Hashem Leragli, Bracha came because of Yaakov Avinu to Lavan, and even so he wanted to kill him. Esav, he already had a taino, he took away the Bechura, Vechulu, and he took away the Brachas, Seder. But Lavan didn't have a taino, and even so he wanted to get rid of us. Bikish Lakar Zakol, Lavan Bikish Lakar Zakol, Shenema, Rami Oivet Avi. So now we just have to realize that this is really where the Haggadah starts. The Rambam writes in Perek Zayin of Chometz U'Matzo, he says, V'hu sheyidru ishmei Rami Oivet Avi, ad sheyigmer kol ha-parsho. V'chol ha-moisif u-marech be-parsho zu, hariz ha-meshuvach. The din of Sibri Tzias Mitzrayim that we say, that hariz ha-meshuvach, he says, is in the parsho of Rami Oivet Avi. A lot of people get stuck, including ourselves. We got stuck up until Rami Oivet Avi. But the Ikar Mitzvah really is the drosha sakra of Rami Oivet Avi. Now, why did we choose Dafka, this parsha of Rami Davi Ovi Vitzias Mitzrayim? Why don't we talk about the parshas that are in the end of Boi? Says the Sisi Chaim, because this is the only parsha that mentions the entire Vitzias Mitzrayim without mentioning Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is not mentioned over here. It's a Hakara that everything came from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ani v'lo Malach, ani v'lo Sarach, ani hu v'lo Yacher. That it's only the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Memela, that's why we specifically chose this parsha to darshan. Says Arami Yevir Ovi Yir Mitzrayim of Yogar Shom Seim At Vishom Lagay Godal Asam Rov Yir Mitzrayim. We take each pasuk and we darshan it piecemeal. Onus Al Pi Hadibur. Why did Yaakov Avinu go down to Mitzrayim? He was onus Al Pi Hadibur. He was forced by the Ribbono Shel Olam, which Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have taken down Avram Yaakov Avinu to Mitzrayim Al Yidei Shal Shelo Yisrael Barzal. He could have put him into chains, like Klal Yisrael went out of Eretz Yisrael when they went to by the Churban. And instead of Kodesh Baruch Hu took him down to Mitzrayim, Ayidei Shal Shaloi Shel Avo, to go see Yosef, who we hadn't seen in 22 years. So he was honest, he was forced, but Al Pi Hadibur. And that's a big yesod that a person can see, is Chas V'Chalila, there's ever a Matzav of Din, a Kodesh Baruch Hu can see, he shows Chesed, even the Matzav of Din. Certainly, even the Din is Chesed. A Kodesh Baruch Hu loves us, and everything that he does is for our best. And certainly the matzav that we're in now, even though it's a nerd of ayin, what's going on. And we can't understand exactly why, but the Ribbono Shel Olam loves us more than we love ourselves. And if this is what's going on, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what's best for us. But even when we see a matzav of din, we could see the chesed clearly in the Masav of Din. Like it says by Yosef HaTzadik, when down to Mitzrayim, Ugumaleim noisim noiches v'tzvi v'loit yirhochim l'harim Mitzrayim. They were going down, Rashi says, Shlo yiriach oisa tzadik reach ro. He's being sold as an eved down to Mitzrayim. He doesn't know if he's ever going to see his parents again. He doesn't know if he's ever going to see his brothers, his family, his country, nothing. He doesn't know he's going to be an eved, and who knows what it's going to be. And because the Baruch will make sure that he doesn't smell something which smells bad. Even in such a matzav, you're able to see the matzav, you're able to see the chesed of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And able to see the tremendous chesed that's going on even now. In this matzav, you can see the nisim and the flurries, everything that in the matzav of Din, a person's able to see. And that's one of the biggest raya to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shachar Pratis. It's on the matzav of Din, but he's still showing his love and he's still smiling to us and showing us that he cares about us. Vayogar Shom Melamish Layord Yaakov Avinu Lishtakeh B'Mitzrayim El Alogar Shom. Yaakov Avinu did not go down Lishtakeh B'Mitzrayim. He realized he's going down to Golus. When a Yid is not in Eretz Yisrael, then he's in Golus. And he's not going down to live there and to buy into the culture and to become part of the backdrop. He's going. He came as a ger. He came to live as a ger. And Be'etzem, that's what a Yid has to realize, that even if he's living in a comfortable house, and even if he's in Chutz La'aretz, in the lap of luxury, but if he's in Chutz La'aretz, then that in and of itself is already a matzav of Golus. That's not the matzav that it should be. We're already in a matzav that people aren't even enjoying their money, because you can't go anywhere, you can't buy anything, you can't do anything. So hopefully you have a nice house, you'll be able to at least enjoy that. But it's not a matzav that a person has to realize when he's in Golus, it's not a matzav that this is a lichatchila. It's a matzav b'di'eved. And that's why throughout the generations, Yidin always worked in diamonds. Diamonds, precious jewels, and these type of things. Why? Because diamonds, you could stick in your pocket and go. Hundreds of thousands of dollars you could have in your pocket. It doesn't take up a lot of room, and it's not attached to the ground. Now a lot of people into real estate, nadlin, nichsi d'leinaydi, it doesn't move anywhere. But a Yid was always on the run. He didn't know if he's going to have to be in Golus the next day. Memela, precious jewels, you're able to stick into your pocket. Everything else, verveist. Who knows what's going to be? You might wake up in the morning when you have to run. Chas v'chalilo. That's the matzav of Shloyor l'shtakei Hashem. That's the matzav of Yidin in Golus. And b'mesei ma'at, k'mo shenemar, we went down, b'mesei ma'at, k'mo shenemar, b'shivim nefesh, ordo v'esech, b'yitzrayim, v'at asomcho Hashem l'kecha, k'chayfa yashmayim l'rob. We went down, b'shivim nefesh. The stipler has a whole shtickle on Chaya Adam, where he makes the cheshbon of 70 people went down to Mitzrayim, but it wasn't really 70 people that were still giving birth. All the Shvatim didn't have more children after they went down to Mitzrayim. And there's three daughters that are mentioned there, Sarach Bas Osher and Dina, that are not a part of the cheshbon of Klal Yisrael that are counted of 600,000 people when they left Mitzrayim. After when they left 210 years later. So if you make the cheshbon, there's about 54 people that in 210 years turned into millions and millions of people. Without the cheshbon of one-fifth of the people that were meisim b'shloshes mei afilo, that at the makav choshech, which would mean that there's, if you're 600,000 men, there's another up till 20 and above 20, there's another 600,000, then there's men and there's women. About Kenegadat, there's 2 million, 3 million Yidden without the Bnei Ephraim who left earlier and were killed, and without all the people that died in the Shleshet Me'afela, which is at the smallest amount, it's one-fifth, maybe it's even one-fiftieth, one-five-hundredth, but we're talking about millions and millions, but at least the amount that came out of Mitzrayim, it's crazy to think the cheshbon of each person had 40,000 children and grandchildren over the course of a few generations. It's mind-boggling. And the truth is, as we'll see, Be'etzem, this bracha of Parah of Yishvetzu Vayirvu was only for the people that were working there. That the Levim were only 22,000. 22,000 not from 20 to 60. 22,000 from Ben Chodesh Umala until who knows when. They were, Ben Chodesh Umala was 22,000, that means from 20 to 60 was probably half of that, or two-thirds of that, whatever it was. So they had much less. They had 5,000, 10,000 levim in the same amount that everybody else had, 50, 60,000, because they weren't in the gzeirah. So they didn't have the mitzvah, they didn't have the bracha, part of a yishritzu. But the person to think about it, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be mekayim, the arbe zarecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a few short years, they had millions and millions of children. The Vayisham Lagoi, Melamesho Yisrael Mitzuyonim Sham, comes to teach us that they were a goy, they were a nation. They were clearly defined as a nation, they were Mitzuyonim, they stuck out. They were different. They, Shloshinu Hashemam Ves Mabusham Ves Lashonim, that they made themselves different. And that's Betzem always, Klal Yisrael has to be, throughout the generations, Klal Yisrael always has to be different. Klal Yisrael always has to stand out. And the best thing for them, even though it's hard to say it, the best thing for them was if they would be always in a ghetto. Sounds like, what do you go back into the, from the olden days? But that's Betzem what's the best for Klal Yisrael, is that they should be separate. Am Levodo Yishkan. It's exactly what Klal Yisrael is. And that's why they have their own nation. That's why Eretz Yisrael is a nation just for Klal Yisrael. And you're not allowed to leave. You're not allowed to leave anybody alive. So you think about it. This is how we grew up, so this is normal. But it's almost, Chas V'Chalila, sounds like genocide. But Kadosh Baruch Hu was buried in Olam, and he was buried everybody in Eretz Yisrael. And he says to get rid of them, that we shouldn't be affected b'chlal by them. They should be Am Levod and Yishkan. That's what Klal Yisrael is. We're separate, and that's what's best for Klal Yisrael. And Godol Atzum, Kamo Shenema, Rabnei Yisrael, Paru, Vayishritzu, Vayarbu, Vayatzmu, Boin, Boid. Vatamil Eretz Yisrael, this is where they darshan Shisha B'keres Echad. I think the Gain says it's six Lashonis, Paru, Vayishritzu, Vayarbu, Vayatzmu, Boin, Boid. What are these Lashonis? What does it mean? They became Godol Atzum. Paru means that they didn't have any Akaris. Everybody was able to give birth. Vayishritzu, they were like Shvatzim, they gave more birth to more than one child at once. Six Shisha B'keres Echad. Vayirbu is that the children became older, they became greater, bigger. They didn't die, chas v'chalila v'kanusam. Vayatzmu, they were strong, even though they had shish b'geres echar, that didn't take away from the strength of each and every one of the children that were born. B'moyed moyed, tremendous amount. So v'tamalei ha'aretz oisam, which means that even though the mitzrim tried to get rid of Klal Yisrael, exactly what happened was the opposite. That ha'charitzu sheker, what's supposed to happen, what the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants to happen, will happen. And people could have all their ideas of what's the right thing to do and how it's going to happen and how they're going to make sure that it doesn't happen. And pumfakert, exactly that's what's going to cause it to happen. As a matter of fact, like we said before, it was the inui that caused the bracha. The people that didn't have the inui didn't have the bracha. And Memela, had Mitzrayim been smart enough, they wouldn't have been Ma'anek Yisrael. Because had they not been Ma'anek Yisrael, they wouldn't have been part of Yishritzu so much. They just didn't realize that that's a matziv. V'rov k'mo shenemar, they became great, as it says, Revova k'tzemech hasode nesatich. I made you numerous, like the plants of the field. Vatir b'vitagadli, and you became, and you grew. Vatavoyi b'adi adoim, and you became charming. Shadayim nechoinu, serech tzemach. The body was physically ready, which is a mashal for Klal Yisrael. The time was right. Shadayim Nechoinu, so the Rishonim is Moshe V'Aaron, or like the Shadayim of Klal Yisrael. Everything was set into place, all the wheels were set into motion to go to for the redemption of Klal Yisrael. Va'at Erim Ve'erio. And you were pashit, naked. You were bare. What does it mean, bare? You didn't have any mitzvahs. That is the biggest nakedness, is the fact that a person has no mitzvahs. Ve'yedu ki arumim heim. Right, that's what it says by Elder Marishan. After we eich ochem eitz adas, ve'yedu ki arumim heim. Frekt Rashi, af sumo yedashu orim. What's the chiddush that he knows that he's orim? Ela mitzvah achas hoyis lehem and isartelu mimenu. They had one mitzvah and they became bare from it. They lost the mitzvah. That's what at orim ve'erim means. They were bare from mitzvahs. The real nakedness is when a person has no mitzvahs. His physical body is not. It's not that his physical body is not clothed. It's that his spiritual body is not clothed. Ve'evor alayich ve'erich mitzvayseses b'domayich v'yom elof b'domayich hayi v'yom elof b'domayich hayi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us two mitzvahs that we should be mitzvayseses b'domayich, we should be wallowing, so to speak, in our blood. He gave us two mitzvahs, and those mitzvahs would get us out of Mitzrayim. The first mitzvah was shechting the sheep, which was the avodah zarah of the Mitzrayim, which was Mesiris Nefesh, and the second thing was Bris Milah, which is also Mesiras Nefesh, two mitzvahs of Dam, which were mitzvahs of Mesiras Nefesh. But the real mitzvahs is Rachmana Libaboy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a person's heart. And Mimela, the real mitzvahs that show a person's heart, how does a person show that he's passionate about something when he's Moiser Nefesh for it? The Gemara asks in Brachas, Maishno Rishonim, Tisrachash Luniso, Umaishno Achorinim, Lo Yisrachash Luniso. What's the difference between the earlier generations that they had Nisim and the later generations that didn't have Nisim, don't have as many Nisim? And the Gemara answers, one place the Gemara answers, Rishonim Masjin Afshayo Fidushas Hashem. And a different place the Gemara answers, in Sanhedrin, the Gemara answers, Rishonim Ela Derachmona Libaboy. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants a heart. And I think the answer is the same answer, same question, and the answer is two different answers, but it's really the same thing. Masjin Nafshayo Fidushas Hashem and Rachmona Libaboy is the same thing. When a person is Moiser Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it shows that he's passionate about it. When it gets too hard, if you're not interested, you're not passionate, you're just not going to do it. A person that shows his passion about it, then that's a Mesiras Nefesh. See what's going on with Minyanim, that they said you can't make any Minyanim together, and people attack listening, Baruch Hashem. But people are on different porches. B'Shas Adchak, they could be Mitzaref, if everybody could see each other. The people don't want to give up. People want to be Moiser Nefesh. You don't just say, I'm Potter, I don't want it. I don't need it anymore. I don't have to daven with a minion. No, they want to do it. Mesiras Nefesh shows the wave of a Yid. But it's not enough wave. Why do we have to do mitzvahs? Isn't it good enough, if Rachmana Libaboy, isn't it good enough to just be a Jew in your heart? Why do you have to do mitzvahs? Famous question. And the answer is exactly right here. The answer is that you have to put the dam of the shechita on the mezuzos habayis. And Rashi says on the pasuk that v'risis adam alavatim upesachti aleichem. He says, when I see you being oisik in my mitzvahs, then I'll be poseach aleichem. That means if you're not being oisik in the mitzvahs, you're in your heart. You really have good intentions in your heart. But if you're not being oisik in the mitzvahs, it's not going to save you. I'm not going to be poseach, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not enough just to be. Lev is important. And if you don't have the lev, then it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah without that lev, that liba boy that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. But the liba boy without the mitzvahs, without the ma'aseh mitzvah, that's nothing. That's not, you can't have the heart without the mitzvah. Says it continues the Baal HaGadol, Vayiru Osonu Mitzrim Vayanunu Vayitnu Aleinu Avodah Kasha Vayiru Osonu Mitzrim Kama Shenemar Hoven Eschak Maloi Penir Bev Hoye Kisukenu Melch Mohon Esav Gam Hual Seinenu Melch Mohon Vavalim In Arts. Vayiru Osonu Mitzrim means that they made us kilo as if we were bad people. They made us, they blamed everything on us. All that, what's going to happen is they're going to overcome us and they're going to take us over and they're going to force us out of the land. V'chulu, it sounds like almost like the Germans, the protocols of the elders of Zion, the plan to take over the Jews, to take over the entire world and all the banking, v'chulu. It's all the Jews' problem and cholera, and even heard supposedly that they blame the Jews for the corona also. Kacha, that's how it is. Vayeru esanu mitzrim, it's nothing new. That's how exactly it is. That everything gets blamed on the Yidden. And hoven eschak, kmo shenemar, hoven eschak maloi, penirbe. Let's figure it out. Let's see what we could do to make it that they shouldn't overrun us. Hoven eschak is always a lashon of chokma, alilois. Let's try to find some sort of eitzah to get rid of them. Behind the scenes, we'll make some sort of law against the Jews that they can't do it. V'chulu, and that'll save us. That's always how it is with the goyim. Ve'yanunu kmo shenemar, v'yisimu olav sarim misim l'man anoisi b'siv loisam. But even as our listeners are parents, peace and Ram says, "Vayanunu, the inoy is lemana noisi b'sivloisam. Push it to get them inoy for the sake of inoy. Work for the sake of work, not for the sake of the outcome. What did they build? Peace and Ram says they built it, and the next day it fell in. What's the purpose? What is the purpose? The purpose is because it breaks a person. When a person, the biggest satisfaction a person has is when he sees his ma'aseh yadayim. When he sees something coming out." From what he's worked so hard for. If he builds and he builds backbreaking work from morning till night, and at the end of the day he sees an entire house that he put together, wow. But if by the next morning he sees that the entire thing collapses, it kills, it breaks a person. That's exactly what the Mitzrayim did. And that's exactly what the Germans did in the Holocaust. Simply for the sake, take rocks, go from one side to the other side. Now take all the rocks and bring them right back. The same thing, that's exactly how it was. That's how they got out of Mitzrayim. We daven to Ribbono Shel Olam. Vayishma Hashem es Kaleinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to what we had to say. And that's really, he says, this is the way, not just out of Mitzrayim. This is the way out of every matziv that a Yid is in that needs Yeshua. It's the daven to Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the Iker. Any matzav that a person says, we just did the Gemara, I just did it with my Chavrusa Gemara at the end of Nida that says, Maya Sodom Vyechka, Maya Sodom Yisasher, Maya Sodom Yodom Yibarim Zcharim, Yivakish Racham Yim Yishachoch Vashaloi. Gemara says other Aces also. Gemara says, why do you have to say the other Aces? It's totally in Tvilo. Says Rashi. The answer is, you have to also put in some sort of Ishtalis. But the Iker is the Tvilo. Everything is Tvilo. Everything to get out of any matzav, especially the matzav we're in now, there's no Aces. There's no medicine to get out of the matzav. The answer to get out is Tvilo. From the Rebbeinu Shalom, that's the matzah that we're in. The Ramban says in Shmoyis, he says in the pasuk of Eke Asher Eke, that Klal Yisrael came to Rebbeinu to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, "Tell us who Rebbeinu Shalom is. Tell us his name. What's his name?" And what was the answer? Eke Asher Lachani Aleichem. So the Ramban explains that what he was telling him is that if you want a raya that I'm around, daven to me. He says that's the biggest raya. The lashon is, I'm with you. I'll be with you in every matzav of Torah. They're going to call out and I'm going to answer them. This is the big raya that there is such a, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the God of Klal Yisrael. This is a big raya, says the Ramban, that there is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Davin, and every person can see this. Every person, I remember once a bachur was saying when I was in yeshiva many a year ago, he says, every time that I daven, the Ribbono Shel Olam answers me. He sees it every time. Is it always 100%? It is always. But a person who thinks about it, and thinks about his tefillahs, and thinks about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's really a raya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu really speaks to you. And it's tremendous to see it. And this is the biggest raya, raya gedoyle sheish lekim baretz, and that's a big raya to emuno, and it's a big schus that Klal Yisrael has that we have the Ribbono Shel Olam as our father, and he listens to our tefillos. And be'ezer Hashem, if we call out the Ribbono Shel Olam at this time, which is mesugel for Yeshuas, Nisan specifically, and certainly the matzav that we're in is mesugel for tzman, which is b'nisan asidin ligol. So if we all call out to Ribbono Shel Olam every time that you're home and every time that it's a little bit difficult and every time that you're thinking about the situation, that it's not a simple situation, dangerous for people, and people, Rachman al-Tzan, are getting sick and dying, Rachman al-Tzan, put in a tefillah to Ribbono Shel Olam. A short tefillah from the bottom of your heart, Rachman al-Liba boy, a capital tilam, a tefillah, that's what Ribbono Shel Olam wants, and we should be zeiche to the Yeshua, Bekarev Mamish, ונויחל עוד השונה מן הזבוחים ומן הפסוחים בירושלים עיר הבנויה בעזר השם יזברך.